Biden program meant to fast-track asylum fines. 99% of illegal aliens have invalid asylum claims. By John Binder on May 26, 2022. More than 99% of illegal aliens enlisted in President Joe Biden's dedicated dockets program in Los Angeles, California, are found to have invalid claims for asylum and are subsequently ordered deported, new data reveals. In May 2021, the Biden administration started the dedicated dockets program as a fast-track asylum process that promises to get border crossers through federal immigration courts within 300 days. Data from the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, Center for Immigration Law and Policy reveals that in the city's dedicated dockets program, just 1% of border crossers are found to have valid claims for asylum. Meanwhile, more than 99% of illegal aliens are found not to have valid asylum claims and thus are being ordered deported from the United States. More than 72% of illegal aliens ordered deported had failed to show up for their asylum hearings. The bombshell data comes as the Biden administration has deployed an expansive catch-and-release network where more than 954,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. Interior from February 2021 to April 2022. Those border crossers and illegal aliens are released on the promise that they will check in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and show up to their asylum hearings. The UCLA data suggests very few show up to their hearings. Although more than 1.2 million illegal aliens have been ordered deported from the U.S. by a federal immigration judge, former acting ICE Director Thomas Homan told Breitbart News that the Biden administration is deporting just one illegal alien for every 100 illegal aliens successfully crossing the southern border. The most historic illegal alien crossings we've ever seen in the history of this nation. In that same year, ICE had the lowest number of removals in the history of the agency, Homan said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.